Good afternoon, everyone, or whatever time of day it is in your part of the world. Be blessed, and I look forward to offering the great blessings of Christ, Yeshua, Jesus, all the wonderful names we use to describe this amazing, divine, and magnificent presence in our life. And we welcome him here today, most of all, knowing that he is with each and every one of you, wherever you are, and with a whole group of us that have come into assembly. This is a glorious day, and I am so privileged and humbled to be able to be here and offer these blessings for you. We want to start off with a little bit of community interaction, just because it's a great way of getting to know one another and of letting me know what we can do for you, or letting all of us know what Yeshua, Christ, or the Holy Spirit has already done for you. We have a caller from area code 858, and you're on. Hello.
Hi, Glenda. It's Kathy in Fallbrook.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. My father died last night, and I wanted to ask for the support to him in his transition.
Oh, definitely. Oh, my dear, what is his name?
Jay Wilcox.
Jay Wilcox, okay. I have it, I'm writing it down right now. So, I'm so sorry for your loss, and I know that it hurts, but from his life is probably a whole lot better right now.
I know he is. Yeah.
So, we hold him in our prayers, and we know that he's in the company of Yeshua as we speak.
Yes,
so,
thank you.
I wish blessings to you too.
Thanks, Mama.
You're welcome. And we have a caller from area code 530. You're on. Oh my goodness, I clicked on your name and your entry signal disappeared. So you may have to try that again, and I'll come back and catch you after I open the line for one more person. So we have Mary on the line. Hello, Mary. Oops. I think you may have to unmute your own phone. It's just not the there we go. Okay, hi.
Hi, Glenda. You know, I just had a question and actually a blessing request, and I just wanted very much to ask God for a blessing, and it has to do with prayer. I'm starting to feel like there's really a grace and an art form around the action of even saying a prayer. I think it's entering into sacred dialogue with God, and there seems to be this union of the prayer and the answer as if they already exist in God's perfect grace, and just the art of saying a prayer sort of restores us to wholeness. And I'm at a point in my life where I need to actually find my prayer and the right time to pray it, because there are things happening in my life that I do want to change, but I don't want to respond out of anything but love and guidance, and actually be very mindful of the prayer I utter to God, because I know that my heart will send out the energetic frequency, and the match is already there. So I'm asking for the blessing of even knowing what my prayer is, if that makes any sense at all.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, you're being extremely wise and mindful in your growth on the subject of prayer, because even Yeshua found it very difficult to describe to his apostles how to pray. And he finally gave them a prayer, which, if we study in its sequences, reveal a progression of awareness that you're learning and appreciating right now, Mary, and that is that we first move into reverence with God. We move into a state of reverence where the illusions of life begin to disappear, and the truth that we're looking for begins to appear on its own. And we pray not from the illusions or the struggles that we're in, because it is really not in the grace of God to assist us in perpetuating something that is not serving our good, or perpetuating something that is not essentially true. Because God is one with reality, God is one with truth. And it is by the grace of God that we find the truth within ourselves. And we find the answer sometimes before we even discover the question. And the irony is, so often when we pray honestly with our heart, we really do find the answer before we find the question. Because if we had asked the question first, it would have been designed to bring about the perpetuation of something that simply cannot be made workable, simply cannot be resolved. There's a quote I love from Love Without End, and it's about how most of the time we pray to our Heavenly Father to protect our sandcastles on the beach. We go to the beach, we build sandcastles like children, and we ask God to protect our sandcastles from the tide that will surely be coming in. And like any good father, God reminds us that the tide is the tide, and it will come in, and sandcastles are just sandcastles. And he reminds us to take the lessons we learned from building the sandcastle and apply those lessons to building something that can then endure and support and sustain our life even better. In other words, like a good father, our Heavenly Father assists us in learning from all of our experience, retrieving the good part of the experience, and turning it into something even better. And in the act of praying, we begin to observe how our Father is transforming our own perceptions. And for you to see that, Mary, is extremely wise. And just continue what you're doing, because this is the creative dialogue we have with our Heavenly Father.
Amen. Thank you so much, Glenda. I do just want to be very mindful that prayer is an art and a blessing in and of itself. It is like choosing the right question or a question that it has an answer that'll come forth in its truest wholeness. So thank you for
That's
all
right.
these lessons.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank
prayer
you.
Is a skill. It's not simply. It's a great skill that we grow into. And it's a skill we grow into as the soul of our being begins to take command of our life, instead of our life being commanded by the situations of our life.
Oh, that's perfect, Glenda. Thank you so much. And
God, welcome.
God bless everyone. All right. Thank you.
God bless you too, Mary.
Bye-bye.
And we have Karen on the line. Hi, Karen.
Hi, this is Karen from Vincentown, New Jersey. And I have a friend who is probably dying because her intestines are tangled in a knot.
Oh.
And she can't be operated on because of lung issues. So I'm calling to ask for blessings as she and her husband and her family go through her processing, I guess, to the other side. Or if it's at all possible, to send energy her way so her intestines can be untangled.
Absolutely. We will send blessings to her, and we will know that the Holy Spirit will mindfully and wisely do exactly what needs to be done.
Thank you.
What is her first name?
Karen.
Karen? Oh, Carrie.
Karen, K-A-R-E-N.
Okay.
Sometimes it's right,
dear. Thank you so much. And God bless you, too. Liz is on the line. Hi, Liz. That may have been you before. No, it wasn't you. But anyway, I'm working to open your line, and you may need to unmute your phone. There we go. You're on.
Hi. Actually, this is Denise at Liz's house.
Okay.
Thank you for getting me back. I just wanted to say one thing and then ask a blessing request. I had someone loan to me the international edition of Love Without End, and I've been enjoying it very much, and my first edition of my own is so annotated, and I've even started an index in it, and it's really a dialogue, and it's just so rich for me. And then I had a little glitch, which is that I've broken my wrist, and that's for the blessing request. But I find that I am going to wait until I can get my own copy because I wanted to continue the dialogue between the two editions, and I need both hands for that. So,
yes.
I'm going to wait my turn for that part. But
okay.
Thank you.
So we can give a blessing to your wrist?
Yes, that would be lovely. And if we could just include my whole family because, you know, anything affects the whole family.
Of course.
A blessing also.
Of course. And we certainly will. And I hope you enjoy the new edition.
I will.
Okay, that's great. And let's see. Oh, we have an anonymous caller on, so I can't say who you are, where you are, but you're on, whoever.
Oh, hi, Glenda. It's Linda down in New Zealand. How are you?
Hi, Linda. Yes, I'm doing just wonderful. Thank you.
Lovely. Hey, just a quick reference. I will post this on your Love Without and Facebook page. And it reminded me, I just did a weekend of centering prayer. But there's a lovely book by Richard Rohr, Breathing Underwater. And at the beginning, he has a poem, which I will post in full.
Okay.
But it basically at the very end, talking about when you were talking about, you know, the building our castles on the sand, he talks about the sea coming in. And I'll just read the couple sentences. It says, when the sea comes calling, you stop being neighbors. Well acquainted, friendly at a distance, neighbors. And you give your house for a coral castle. And you learn to breathe underwater. And I just thought that was sort of beautiful.
Oh, it is beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for that quote. And I look forward to your email and your link. Okay? Thank you for sharing.
Yep.
Okay. And I see that Jim is on the line. I'm opening your line right now, Jim. And you're on.
Hi, Glenda. That's my grandfather. This is Desmond.
Oh, hi, Desmond.
Glenda, I went through that court, and it went well. I got a peace bond, so I don't have any charges or anything. I just have to follow some rules.
And wonderful, and congratulations.
And the day before, I just went into it with so much peace. It was indescribable that I had finally got so much peace, and I was praying such pure and sincere thoughts all night, and it was a beautiful day. I had no worries or anything.
Oh, that's just great. Isn't that a wonderful experience, too?
It is.
Just have the power of peace, even against confrontation.
Yeah, and that was a gift from you. But after the day when it was released, my thoughts just my whole aura changed. My thoughts all changed, and I was like, wow, there was false identities and ego dominances that were draining my life, and my thoughts just all became free after that. And it was like, I'd never felt so free. It was a very powerful moment of feeling freedom, and I just wanted to say thank you for all the blessings, and I hope everything goes well in the future with following all these rules and everything like that.
Oh, thank you so much, and congratulations. I am so, so happy for you. Not just for the achievement and what was given to you, but for what you gave yourself inside. You know, our greatest growth in life is from the inside out. That's where the miracles happen, when we can actually connect inside with ourself as a presence of God on earth, and then allow that to permeate all the layers of our being, all the layers of our life that can seem to be so complex and so complicated. It just resolves those complications into a state of peace, and there really is nothing there to be opposed. And we become the person we were created to be. And so every time we learn that, you know, I learn and forget it, and learn and forget it, and learn and forget it, as we all do through the course of living. We came into this world with perfect knowledge of ourselves as that. And in order to have experience and get caught up into the ways of life, we forget that that's where our power is and who we are. But there comes a time in the life of many, those who really intend it, those who really work for it and uphold this possibility with respect, there comes a time when we just decide to hold on to it. And this is the moment then we build the rest of our life as if it were a new life. And I think this is what Yeshua was really talking about when he said there will come a time when you are born again. And what he meant is the soul will recreate you from the inside out again, and you will know it as you did the first time. And you will be whole as you were the first time.
And I'm really looking forward to maybe your teacher blessing training course. Because I love doing the blessings every day, and I would love to even learn more and be able to share it more, and even your blessing seminar maybe after. I'd love to go to that too. So I'm looking forward to, I felt like I've been being reborn for a while now, and it's like still me, but it's me in a different way.
Well, you are in a fortunate way, because I was just planning out our next Master Blessing Teachers course. And it's in the planning stages right now. We will be offering it probably within a month. And we're also going to have a new Blessing Seminar in September or October. I'm already talking with the hotel to get our reservations for that. So any of you in the congregation who have wanted to come to a blessing seminar and find out exactly the power of this blessing and how for you to offer it to others, well, your time is being prepared right now. And I'm also working out a very special kind of webinar course, seminar combination. It will all be online and by telephone. But it's something like I've never, ever offered before. And I'm being guided by Yeshua to do it. And it will be only for 20 people at a time. We'll repeat it as many times as we have interest, as many times as we can, but we'll be limited only to 20 people, because over 4 weeks there will be 8 sessions, and there will be one private 1-hour counseling session with me for each person. And what it's going to be called is the Great Path. It's about how you relocate from inside yourself this power to move from the inside out, reshaping your life from the inside out, having the courage to do it, and having the courage, the clarity, and the wisdom to make the changes that need to be made as those changes are revealed. And It will be set up so that the 20 people in the seminar will have an opportunity to dialogue with each other, compare notes, and we will be talking twice a week. And this will be a life-transforming experience for everyone who enrolls in this. It's something I've never ever been guided to do before. It's going to be more of a transformative experience rather than something you learn first by hearing about it and then you apply it to your life. You're going to apply it to your life, and as the application is made, the revelations come forth. It will be the other way around, which is why I need to work with everyone in the course personally. And then I want to make just a general announcement of something I feel is personally important. I know a lot of you, especially the blessing givers and some of our most devoted students who are used to hearing from me frequently and us staying in touch, you know that I have been busy with many things in the last few months. And among those many things is my personal revelation, which Yeshua brought about in a tough love kind of way. He led me to realize that the time has come where I cannot do all of this work myself. We are on the threshold of becoming a global movement. We need a team. We already have a team of blessing givers, but we need an even larger team that can get all of this work out to the world. And I never plan to retire. I hope the day never comes when I can't stand on stage at the podium and speak for Yeshua, and I hope I'll be able to do that when I'm 104. So it's not that I'm stepping out or back. Actually, I feel myself in a preparatory stage now to become a leader in a different kind of way. And we are gathering in major sponsorship for this. Among the things that we have in the works, in a planning stage right now, for one thing, is to get our books printed, even though we will be the publisher, but to get our books printed on every continent to get around the enormous shipping cost and customs duties that can be greater than the cost of the book. It will allow us to bring down the actual printing cost of the book and get the books delivered to people all over the world at a price they can afford. We tried to get around this with e-books, but the fact is most people don't want to read an e-book that's more than about 50 pages long. It's just people want to hold a book in their hands. They want to make notes in their book. They want to put tabs on the pages of the book and dog-ear the book, and they want to write their prayers on the book. We want to get books in the hands of people around the world. We've already had Love Without End translated into 7 languages. I think it would be good to have even a few more languages and get it out everywhere. We want to have an online television station where I can broadcast the blessing every Sunday so that people have no telephone cost tuning in. They have no obstacle getting in. And I can broadcast other messages during the week, maybe 2 or 3 times a week, to get more messages out to more people around the world. We want to have more books published. We're going to turn some of the webinars in the past into audio books that are available through Amazon, where more people can take advantage of these webinars that are archived and a little bit difficult for some people to use. but as audiobooks available through Amazon, anyone can do it. But what this takes is a team. As you can see, there's no way that I could do that. I'm envisioning our television station as being a means through which we can do a mini-series with Yeshua, new messages from him about what's happening in the world as it happens, like a news program from Yeshua. What's happening now? What does it mean? What does it mean for you? If you like this concept, let me know. And then we have a lot of enthusiasm for creating a movie about Love Without End and getting that movie out to the world. We now have a promise of the funding to support that movie. And if all of this comes together as it should, we will begin talking about that in the fall. So that's why I have not forecast any more webinars for a while. That's why you haven't heard from me personally for a while, because I'm in the works of planning something even more wonderful for you than ever before. It's not that I've gone away. It's that I've gotten even busier at my father's business, just like Yeshua's mom and dad said, "Where in the world have you been?" And he said, "Well, should I not be at my father's business?" So I've been busy. I've been busy, guys. And we're calling our new joint venture, which it will be. It will be a joint venture between Spiritist Church, Spiritist Publications, and the various supporters, contributors, and investors. We're going to call it Legacy Productions, because this is the legacy that I feel will be left to the world from the original creation of The Lamb and the Lion, the original book, Love Without End, all the books that followed, the webinars that have been created by Yeshua through me to get information to you as efficiently as we could, as efficiently as one person could do this. But now we need a team. If any of you want to be part of this team, write me. Let me know. Write me, GlendaGreen@gmail.com. Just write and say, "I'm in. Let me know what I can do." Because we're going to need an entire team of both professionals and volunteers. We're going to need investors, contributors, talent of all kinds. If you ever saw yourself being part of the evolution of love on this planet that's going to engulf the planet like a tsunami, here's your opportunity to be part of it. And that was my message for you today. A great announcement of hope, because just remember, just before every great storm, whether it's a rainstorm or a storm of love, there's usually a period of silence. And that's what all of this silence has been about. The creation of a legacy. The creation of a legacy for this work. We have the most powerful message right now on this planet. And as they say in Hollywood, content is king. And content is what we have. We have the best that's been given to this planet in 2,000 years. And we're unleashing the entire force of love coming up in the months ahead. So we hope that you will be part of us in whatever way you choose. If only as a receiver and someone who tells others, then you're part of it. And you're part of us. So let's get on with our blessing for the day. And I just so look forward to offering. You can feel, I'm sure you can feel the energy pouring through me. Sometimes I feel as though it's a nuclear explosion, except it's an explosion of love. And sometimes it's almost more than I can contain. And I offer this explosion of love to each and every one of you for the beginning of a better world, the beginning of a better time and place in which to live, in which to discover all that you are, and to be the soul that you are, that commands your life, instead of having your life commanded by situations that are unworthy to consume your life. That period is soon to be over, and a new world is about to be born. With that great thought, let's begin. I ask you to be seated and to be surrendered into that place of your heart where all things are born. All negativity is just poofed away into nothing. Everything that is merely illusion becomes nothing. And what exists is the love, the truth, and the power of God within you, ready to be released upon this earth as a powerful force to heal your life, to lead your life forward in whatever ways are significant and important for you, and to let this power work from the inside out, knowing along with you exactly what needs to happen next. So just be relaxed. Be in this state of bliss and blessing. I will say an invocation to Yeshua, our brother, our friend, and our Lord. When I'm complete, you will begin your prayer while the blessing givers and I convey this powerful energy to you and through you. After that, you will rest for at least 7 minutes and just assimilate. Just gather in and allow every cell of your body, every particle of energy, all the light of your being to be touched by what was given to you. Dear Yeshua, our friend, our brother, the spiritual love of our life, who is always with us, even in our darkest moments, who is there rejoicing with us in our greatest moments of delight, for you would want nothing but the best for us, and you above all others can see what that best looks like. And what it looks like to have our potential released upon the world and how it can change not only our life, but the life of those around us and the very world in which we live. Thank you for being here with us today and for the blessings that you will give to each person who has come to the well to drink from your cup of water that will quench their thirst, that it return no more, that they themselves become a fountain of living grace, a fountain of living water, a river of life, a flood of light, a candle unto the world. We thank you for this, and we thank you for being with all of those who have not yet recognized the great potential within themselves, that the tiny burning ember within can be fanned enough that they can have a subtle recognition and begin their pathway to self-discovery and healing and recovery from their separation and their aloneness. We pray for everyone on this earth and every form of life on this earth, and we pray for the earth, this magnificent creation of our Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been complete. Now, you will finish the completion by going to rest and assimilating all that's been given to you. And I give you my personal blessing and love and assurance of God's love. Bye-bye for now.